Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, and welcome to Knit Talk. Not giving a fuck. Oh, Lauren's absolutely fucked everything up for all of us this week. So we're sat at home. We're not together. We're both in our own abodes. But basically, it's Wednesday. We were meant to be recording on Monday. We had everything sorted. Was ready to go in. Lauren, go on.
I have been unwell. I hate to say it. I've been really unwell. So it started, funnily enough.
No, it does. Right.
So on Monday, my voice keeps going as well. On Monday, we recorded and I was saying how ill James was and how women can't get ill and I never get ill. And I literally said these words to Christina. I never get ill. I won't get this virus. Not a chance I'll get this virus. Watch. I won't get it. Thea won't get it either. Thea never gets anything. I don't wash my hands. I'm never ill. Anyway.
You're always ill, Ashley.
You're always ill. Your kids are always ill. Mine aren't. Anyway.
Have I ever cancelled recording?
No, you've not. And do you know what? Neither have I. And this is one thing I was thinking.
Even when your eye was falling out, that's how I knew you were ill.
Yeah. Like, even when my eye was falling out, I turned up with sunglasses on, with my eye on a stalk. Like, I literally, yeah. That's how we, it was dangling down from, like, the retina. But yeah, James had one eyeball on my cheek. Oh, pop it back in. And I came and I conquered. However, James has had this illness and he's had it for, he was off for a week and I slagged him off, man flu, and then I woke up. It was really bad. I was actually taking the piss out of him because it was like, it was almost like a flu. I don't know, like sweating, like profusely,
maybe shmovid,
shivering, like horrific. And I actually said to him, babe, on the day that I came to the pod, I was like, I had to leave him like that because I had to record, and I needed to get under the bed because that's where we have our trainers, because it's like a dressing room, Ashley, but underneath my bed. That's how you might understand it.
You live in shoebox?
So in normal houses, normal people often don't have the dressing room. So what we do is we look for storage in weird places. So we buy things with extra storage for small home. And under my...
Shoebox inside shoebox.
Yes. So under my bed is shoebox. So my shoes are under the bed.
You like,
yes,
mouse. You live like mouse.
Like tiny mouse.
Little people but mouse. I love it in shoebox. Wow. So cool.
I went to get my shoes out of the bed and he was that delirious that he went, are we going somewhere? And I was literally, he was like hallucinating and I was taking the mick out of him. And then anyway, Tuesday hit and I got it as well. And to the point where I rang in sick with my other job, which I never do. I thought I'd be fine for Monday. And I wasn't. I've been in bed. But what I have watched whilst in bed is the full new season of Kin. Did you watch Kin, the first one?
Everyone on Patreon said to watch
Kin. I love Kin.
Really?
I love a gangster thing.
Wait, Lauren, guys, can we just say, if this is shit quality, do not worry. You don't need to get used to this. We won't be doing this
much. This is literally just because, obviously, so Monday I said I can't do it. I couldn't get in. I couldn't even speak. Never mind getting to work. So we didn't want you to miss a week. So we've got some really funny technology and I'm sat in my kitchen.
So anyway, we're here. Anyway, shoebox, living in a shoebox, watching stuff on TV. I went to Paris for Valentine's Day.
I love how it's changed from my life to yours. Right, you don't go away that much and you didn't say much about it, so can we have the DL?
Right, okay, so I don't agree with flying when you're pregnant, so for many, many reasons. And if you want to fly when you're pregnant, that's absolutely fine. I just personally, it's
I'll be flying when I'm pregnant.
And I've been pregnant for like years now. It's like an elephant. So I've not been able to go away. So anyway, for Valentine's Day, Ed was like, let's go away. So we had like 24 hours in Paris, and I am not even joking, guys, the hotel was the best hotel I've ever stayed in the world. Like, in all the hotels I've ever stayed in. It's called the George Sank. It's a Four Seasons hotel.
Oh, Four Seasons.
And
stunning.
Ooh, iconic. And it's opposite Crazy Horse, Lauren.
Did you go to Crazy Horse?
So we went to Matignon for dinner. The spa inside the hotel was unbelievable. Like Grantley Hall times 100.
Wow.
You know when you walk in a spa and it's got that warm...
It hits you. Grantley Hall's like that. You walk in and it's like walking into a sauna. You're like, woo!
And you just want to fall asleep, don't you? Because you're like, oh, I feel all like I'm having a hug. So, yeah, we went to La Avenue for lunch.
Nice.
Then we went back to the hotel, to the spa. Couldn't get an appointment at Hermes.
I was going to ask you that. Did you try?
Nope. I didn't try that hard. I applied online, but I got knocked back. I tried with the hotel concierge as well, Philippe.
Philippe didn't come through.
No. And then, like, because the hotel's so exclusive, all these Russian women were there with, like, where, like, they'd been flown in with a private jet and they had, like, these bouquets of roses, Lauren, that were, like, huge. And I was stood at the concierge desk, like, asking him about, like, reservations and this bag appointment and the gifts that were arriving for these women. And it was such good people watching because it was Valentine's Day. So we just, like, sat in the hotel bar for a bit. Me and Ed were just like, oh, my God. Then we went to Matignon for dinner. Loved that. Gorgeous. Then we went to Crazy Horse, hotel bar, bed, and then flew home the next day. But I lost an earring.
Oh, no. Where?
Don't know. The back of it was still in, but the front.
And it's the front that
out.
You really wanted, isn't it, hon? That was the expensive
it was one of
bit.
Yeah, the real ones.
Well, that will teach you a lesson.
Tell
us about the flight.
Oh, my God. Why do people... Right, guys, we've all been there. Also, can the airlines have a word with themselves?
They never will.
Why? Why are you serving chicken tikka on a 5:40 a.m., 40-minute flight when... Oh, it's like when you open a packet of ham and you're like, it's like, oh my God. And I was getting messages off people like, hi, I work in Wetherspoons in the airport and I can confirm people do this every day. Like, but I think that's like men, like me and my friend were talking about this and we were like, men are vile though, because they can have a shit on a 30-minute flight on an EasyJet plane. They can have a shit
anywhere.
Like, they don't care. For me, I'd be like, I'm gonna wait.
I'm just gonna hold it. I can hold a poo from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. if need be. I'm that busy, I forget I needed one, and then all of a sudden I think, oh yeah, I needed a poo 4 hours ago.
Exactly.
So was the flight disgusting?
Yeah.
Was it full of kids going to Disney?
Horrendous. Kids going to Disney because I didn't realise it was half term. And then me and Ed were like, we feel really bad that we've not brought our kids to Disney.
No.
But I've not heard that many good things about Disney Paris. However, the new hotel has opened, hasn't it?
I need to be careful because there are ears around me. But the place that you've just said, we are going in April with two of the little people. But we're not staying in the place you've just said because, do you know how... Now...
Expensive.
Now, I am all for... splashing the cash on holidays. I will. It's a time that I feel
I'm not.
Yeah, that
are.
Is where I will spend the money. Most of my money, that's what it goes on. I don't really spend it on anything else. And even for me, it was a lot. So we looked at two nights. And don't get me wrong, it looks spectacular, beautiful. It was
beautiful. It's a Disney hotel.
It was.
Lauren.
Have you seen it though?
Is it really
nice?
It's
like very French style. It's brand new. Oh, okay. For a girl, beautiful. The rooms are like old-fashioned French style. Gorgeous.
Right.
And it was £4,000
for two nights.
Nights. With no food.
That's disgusting.
With no food. For me, James, and two of them, and it was that for no food, nothing. So at first I was like, oh, well, it is what it is, you know, got to go to the best. And then James was like, but really, like, is this excessive? So I spoke to a girl I know who'd just been and she does travel business. And she was like, Lauren, you could get another hot, like, it is a bit silly. So we've done it for one slightly out as it happens, because I just feel like it's one of those places that I need to tick off. I need to take, like, we need to go. But yeah, the hotel looks stunning, but at £2,000 a night for a basic room and no, nothing else.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
For me, for the kids, no.
Do you know what, though? Last time I went to Paris when I was pregnant with Teddy, I got the Eurostar because, like I said, I don't like flying when I'm pregnant. And I feel like the kids would love to get the Eurostar. And it takes you right into Disneyland, doesn't
it? Well, I heard a rumour that it doesn't anymore. But I don't know if that's true or not. But yeah, it's not something that I'm thrilled about. I'm not going to lie, but it's one of those things that is not for me. It's for the kids.
So how was your Valentine's Day then, Lauren?
Oh my God, I can't remember. I was in bed, ill. James got me a card.
Have you had ill sex yet? How funny is it?
No, so listen to this.
You're a corpse.
Listen to this. So James is really, like, genuinely concerned about his peace. Because since he's had this illness... Now, bear in mind, James gets a boner, as I've told you before. All I have to say is, you look nice. Bing! And he's not had a morning glory since the illness. So
he must be
he's
sad.
Convinced himself now, and he's got a genuine worry that the flu has killed his boner. So we've not done it for ages because he was ill and then I was ill, and it was so ill that this is how I test how ill he is. So I go to him, could you take a blowjob? And if he goes no, then I know he's ill. And at one point he couldn't even, it was not happening. We didn't do anything. He bought me an awful, disgusting card. Do you remember Clinton's cards with the teddy bear?
I've got mine here,
and it was vile, and I laughed in his face. Oh, that's cute.
Can I just say, Ed is actually one of the most romantic people.
Did his PA do it?
Don't kill my vibe.
I got James absolutely nothing. I'm not interested in it. Think it's stupid.
I didn't even get Ed a
card. But what I do have to say is, and I mentioned this on Instagram, I was too ill anyway, but when I was lying in bed feeling sorry for myself, one of the things I realised is I missed the memo completely of us doing a spread for children on Valentine's Day. I missed it.
That is honestly... No.
When did that start?
Do you know what we've missed? We've missed the balloons for going back to school. We've missed the Elf on the Shelf balloon. And now we've missed Love honestly, day.
Like, listen, I love doing stuff for her. It's not that. And when I see other people doing it for the kids, I think, God, I wish I was you. I wish I was you. But I didn't even know I was meant to. So I'm scrolling through and all these mums have done these balloons and these big breakfasts and they've made like a
heart-shaped lunchboxes. Yeah, well,
they've gone and bought heart-shaped everything. And I'm thinking, I thought none of us had any money. We clearly have to buy heart-shaped...
Cozy living
crisis. We're buying heart-shaped bloody water bottles for our kids for one day. So I missed that. I had no idea. And now next year, I'm obviously going to do it because I feel like a bad mum.
No, honestly. And it was the way people were calling it Love Day and doing all these posts on Instagram and all that shite, like...
I like to see it. I just wish it just made me feel a bit like I should have done more and I felt a bit tight and it just made me feel a bit shit. So love day can go and suck a dick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Our episode that we did, the heartbreak one, banged.
It was good.
People loved it. So we've got a message here from someone. Do you want me to
read it
out?
Yeah, you read it out.
Okay. This is in response to our heartbreak episode. Are men becoming more sensitive? One sec. Oh, I've got an itchy eye.
Is it down your cheek hanging on by thread?
Lauren, you're going to have to read it.
Ladies, I have a question. I've been listening to your latest episode, the heartbreak episode, when you were saying about like posting and how girls post quotes, etc. on their stories and how lads don't do that. But I've noticed a guy on my Instagram who's recently just broken up with his girlfriend and he's literally posting all these quotes, etc. Like, do you think men are starting to become more emotional like women? Like, is society now allowing men to feel more emotional? Even a lad I was seeing about a year ago followed my fitness page on his personal account after knowing one another over a year and never followed each other's fitness from our personal account, for him to then reply to a story from his personal account. So basically using an excuse to kind of get in touch and get me to notice him. And then I noticed that when I didn't reply, he unfollowed me because I'd not followed him back. So I'm so curious to know your thoughts. Like, are men becoming more with their feels?
Yeah, they are. And that person that we always take the piss out of, people saying, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow, scroll back 10 weeks deep, like a pick. Which one do I choose? This girl, A, B, C, D, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow, message, no response.
Yeah. Why?
Because...
it's so unattractive.
It's so unattractive.
But what I would say to you girls is if you think, like we said to you last week in the heartbreak app, if we find it incredibly embarrassing when men do it, then they do think the same. So if you do that thing where you follow, like, try and get their attention, put a quote up, put an obvious...
It's going to give
them the ick, just like it gives us the ick. So just be really mindful of that. You can tell when a girl's single because her pictures...
The quotes
and the pictures start to change and and everyone can see it. So just be careful that you don't do that because then you look so arsed. But I personally, James is very, very sensitive. Like, he's actually a really sensitive soul. He's like very, very soft. And I do like that, but he's not overtly sensitive. So I know he is, and with his family and friends he is, but he isn't to the outside, which is fine for me.
Ed's like the least sensitive person I've ever known to man.
Is he just got no...
I've seen him cry once.
Is that when you've dumped him?
No, it was when Teddy was born.
Oh, did he cry then?
Yeah, and I was like, and half my tummy was open. I went, ha ha, you're crying! Because I've been trying to make him cry for years. And he was like, no, I'm not.
Did he cry when Snow was born, or was he over it by then?
Over it by then.
Yeah, it's the sun thing.
Yeah, the sun thing and the first one thing.
The first one.
But no, honestly, sensitivity in a man, even if it like manifests itself in, is that the right word to say? If it manifests itself,
don't know.
If it shows up as aggression, that's
probably the right way to say it.
Because that's honestly like sensitivity can be boo hoo, I'm hurt, or fight me, bro.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I think what men often do is because they don't want to boohoo, it comes out another way. So that's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why they do the angry, overly,
like on a night out, like you nip my shoulder.
Yeah.
Whereas it's actually manifested itself from your girlfriend being nasty to you in the taxi an hour ago.
Yeah.
You know, that
and wanting
kind of
to cry, but you couldn't.
100%. But then again, this comes down, Lauren, to what I always say, men on social media, anyone on social media, quotes, blah, 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 overposting, look at me and my love, look at this, that, the other, red flag, massive red flag. So this led us on to a very, very, very hot topic, which is if social media were saying we don't want them using it, that's down the drain, where do we meet them?
I don't know. Because so, I met James on social media, but if I'd not met him on social media, our paths would never have crossed, I don't think. Like,
luckily, I've got another story for you. I met Ed in person and I never even knew he existed. He didn't know I did, and we didn't have even any mutual friends or anything.
That's crazy, isn't it? Me and James didn't. It's weird. But so you met in the smoking area, didn't you?
Met in the smoking area of Revolution. Well,
well worth the lung cancer risk.
100%.
Well worth it.
And yeah, we just like met and swapped numbers. So, guys, it's possible either way, but basically, Christina, we got, was it a question box we put on?
I feel like someone messaged and said, how do you meet men in
Patreon, wasn't it?
Yeah, or it could have been, I can't remember what it was, and I then just put a question box out and said, can anyone help? And then we had some responses, and then loads of people were responding saying, please, can you share the answers? Please, can you share the answers?
Yeah, I feel like... And I feel guilty because I feel like this is a big question that everyone wants to know the answer to, but I don't know the answer. I've got so many single friends in the 30s and all of them are saying to me, Lauren, like, it's dry. What do we do?
Do you think that it could prevent certain people from splitting up with current partners who they're not happy, but they're in their 30s and they're like, oh, maybe I should just stick with them because if I go single now, where would I find someone?
Absolutely.
This is why I hate the whole turning 30, the whole big 30, dirty 30, all that shite. I fucking hate that and we need to stop that. We need to stop the 40-30 thing. Do you not think, Lauren?
Yeah, because it then gives you a pressure to think you should be at a certain point. Like 30 means something. And actually 29 versus 33, one day later. You were 29 yesterday. There's nothing different there.
Oh, shite.
Sorry, my mic's just fell on my lap.
What was that? Oh, shite.
I've been watching Kin too much. And I think it puts that pressure. But I do agree with you, Christina. I think, and this is makes me feel really sad, because I think there are a lot of people out there that are settling. And I think they're in a relationship that is maybe okay. And they get out of it you know, they're comfortable, but they look around, and the reason they feel like they can't leave is there's many reasons. Number one, financially, it is a very difficult time for anybody to live on their own. Like the cosy live and the fact that our wages and everything, it's so hard. So people are looking at this partner thinking, well, together, we've got an income that pays for what we've got right now. If I go on my own, I'm going to have a smaller home, a smaller car. So there's that. I think there's the worry of splitting families up. People have that concern. And I also think people think, well, I'm never going to find anyone else. But honestly and truly, this sounds like really, oh, but you have one chance at your life. One. Literally one. That's it. And you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. You don't know when it's over and you don't get another go. So if you are going to sit there in a mediocre life and think, well, we are good friends and he is quite good to me and we've got a nice home, and unless you love that person and they make your day better and they are your best friend and you still fancy them, and then you are wasting that one chance. Now, yeah, it's scary and you worry that you're not going to meet somebody, but everybody says that. I thought that then I met someone. Do you know, Christina probably thought that then she met someone. Like, there are people out there, but they will, what I always say is blocking your blessings. If you're with somebody that isn't right for you, you are blocking any, the right person that you could bump into.
The door is closed.
Yeah, you could bump into them in Tesco. Who knows? But you will never know when your eyes are shut.
The possibilities are endless, baby.
It's true. It's so true. I've been with people that, and you know the difference. So I'm good to say this because I know the difference with being with somebody because it's convenient and because you think, I don't want to be alone, and being with somebody because you are madly in love with them. And if you are with someone that you're not, it isn't quite right, not only, sorry, I'm going on a rant now, but not only does it mean ruin your one chance at life, one chance, but what it also does is it ruins every other aspect of your life. If you're not with the right person, your career will not flourish. Your sex life will not flourish. Yourself, your family life will not, because the wrong person can hold you back in so many ways. If you're with someone that puts you down, or if you're with someone that just doesn't understand you and want the best for you, then you are capping every part of your life because of this one relationship. Your relationship has so much more control over your life than just that person.
I also think that we should normalize being single, and that it's okay to be single, because I didn't meet my, I hate saying partner, boyfriend.
That, do you like pussy or not?
Boyfriend. Until I was 33. And before that, I was single for a long time, probably six, seven years. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to meet anyone, and all that kind of shit. And like, and you know, people used to tell me, oh, it'd be, you'll find someone at the right time and all this. And you're just a bit like, oh, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
I don't really want to hear that. And also, I got to the point just before I met Adam, I got to the point with him that I was like, I'm actually okay on my own. I'm actually really happy on my own. And I mean, luckily I met him and he was great and blah, 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 and all of the rest is, you know, it's all fine. But I was fine. I accepted being on my own, but I think it was everyone else around me who wasn't accepting of me being on my own. And that is really annoying.
Have you heard of that? I think it's from, I might be wrong here, I want to say Sex and the City. And it's a quote that basically says, what if our soulmates are our friends?
Yes, Charlotte said that.
Is that where it's from? And it's always stuck with me, that, because when I was single, I fully believe that. Like, my friends were the one, if I wanted a cuddle, a laugh, a chat, a cig, a night out, a night in, go to the cinema with them. Like, what if our friends are our soulmates? If you think about it, your friends,
they
don't let you down. They don't cheat on you. Well, most of them. You can tell them everything. They've been with you for years. Like, they know you inside out. They don't have an ulterior motive. Like, what if we're looking for men because of Disney and how Disney tells us we find our prince and all the rest of it?
Yeah.
Our friends are enough to get through all the everything that we need, and a man is a nice addition.
Yeah.
I totally agree, Lauren. And female relationships are totally, like, they are so much more, like, complex more complex and evolved than men sat at the pub together. You're all right, mate. Yeah, all right, football. Whereas women are like, you know, we get into it with each other. We check in on each other. When would a man, hi, bro, how are you feeling today? Do you feel better after that chat we had? Like, you are so right with that, Lauren.
I think we do need to lean on our friends so much more and stop looking. If you find the right man, oh my God, everyone would love a life partner. And I do believe in that. I said the other day, I'm a lobster, but it's not the be all and end all. It really is. And our children as well. Now, Christina, you don't have children and some people listening won't. But if you do, they are also, for me, Thea is my soulmate and she's my, like, if I've got her, I'm fine. Like, the rest doesn't really matter.
But then that's the next thing for me, because I'm with someone. It's like, when are you going to have kids? And it's maybe again, let's normalize not having kids as well.
If you don't want to,
if you don't want to. But yeah, I think you need to read that list. But before that, I definitely think we need to do a friendship episode. 100%.
We do. Yeah. We do. We need to do a friendship episode. And the thing is, like, with female friendships, I just think we really need to look after each other more as well, because some people get boyfriends and they just disappear. Yeah. And then you don't realise, like, how much you need your friends until you need them. And that's why Ed and I always say every year we get a pass where for 3 nights we can have a boy trip and a girl trip, because that time is non-comparable to a couple's trip or a family trip. You need that girl-on-girl chat time. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think as well, obviously, we said before, you don't have to have children, you might not. But the other thing with female friendships that I found myself is we help to raise each other's children as well. I know, like, me and Ashley are miles away, so we don't. But if we were nearer, we definitely would. But, like, my close friends that live near to me, when...
Throw them in the garden together.
Like, when it all went wrong with Thingy's dad, my friends came to the hospital appointments with me. My friends did the stuff with me. Like, we look after each other's children when we can. Like, you bring up your children together, and I just think the female friendship is just so it's always evolving. That's what I'm trying to say.
Always.
In whatever point of life you're at, it's always evolving.
But anyway, back to where you meet Dick.
Back to where you're gonna get your big one.
Right, let's reel them in, baby boo. Okay, we got it.
Everyone's thinking, shut up about the friendship. I want the cock.
I want some cock. Sorry, my plastic surgeon's just sent me 2 voice notes. That's a bit scary.
Have you seen those latest videos and said, darling?
Girl, you need some assistance. Right, okay. You ready, Lauren?
Yeah.
I want to see your facial reaction to when I say these things.
Okay.
Jim was number one.
Yeah, I can see that.
My advice there is join a high-end gym.
Yeah, if you go to a bodybuilding gym, you're going to get a bodybuilding guy. If that's what you want, fine. If you want elite, get yourself to Hale.
They might have spots on their back and they might want to fight you after half a pint.
A fellis is...
Hello, like, Ed's stepmom owns like the most premium gym.
Go get the premium cock.
But on the gym one, like, the gym one came up a lot, and a lot of people were like, oh, it's because, you know, it's like-minded people, blah blah blah, right? I go to the gym, not that I'm looking for cock. Actually, I have shagged someone at the gym. But anyway, but
it's all coming out now.
This is when I was single. But how the fuck do you talk to people at the gym? Because everyone's just on their own thing.
No, these gyms now, like, I'll take you to my gym one day. There's a spa. There's like an area where you can sit and get drinks.
I know that before we met, James got some from the gym. I know he did before we met. That was like, you walk in the sauna, someone like James is sat there, we're like, come on, you're gonna go for it. And I think you look, you know, when you're doing your set, little squat there, and you just look across, couple of eyes. Oh my God, yeah, I would say the gym. And as well, like you say, you're gonna get people in there that are like-minded, and you're gonna get people in there that are, well, I mean, hopefully looking pretty good or on the way to looking good. I agree with the gym.
when I was at another of the gyms that you mentioned, I used to get hit on all the time.
But do you not think a lot of them have wives?
Oh, they did. We found out they did.
My friend
was
getting...
That was a bit scary.
My friend, listen to this, I won't say which gym it was, but she was making eye contact with a guy. She was like, mate, he's the one. It's on. After every set, we look at each other, we smile. The mornings are now turning into, oh, you're here again. She's like, it's on. I know his reg number of his car. We come in at the same time.
No ring.
It's on. But then I used to take my ring off for the gym because if you're holding things, then it hurts. Anyway, she says it's on. And then we called him Gym Man and everything. I was like, hey, how's Gym Man? She was like, oh yeah, Gym Man's married. And she saw Gym Man somewhere else because she knew the reg and Gym Man's married. So that was not on.
Gym men are usually married because also it's their escape to leave the house in the morning and go home late at night. They say it's my mental health. I'm going gym without my wedding ring on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next one, Hinge. Said it once, say it again. Hinge, we're not sponsored by them, but it's the best dating app at the minute out there, girls.
Why aren't we telling you now? Sponsored by them?
Hinge, if you're listening.
Shout us.
Come at me, bro. Right, Tesco. Personally, I prefer Waitrose, but
depends
that's
what
if
kind
you
of
like
man
an
you're
older guy.
Yeah.
Tesco, I get it. Yeah, it's a bit like road money, but you're street,
M&S?
Lauren.
I guess the thing is, so what I will say is this. If there's a man in Tesco doing the food shop, you can bet your bottom dollar he's single because no man does the food shop if they've got a missus.
That's so true, Lauren.
They're not doing it. So if there's a man in there doing a food shop, he's single because otherwise his missus would be doing it.
It's birds neglecting him.
And he needs a new
pounce.
One. He's not being looked after.
I can't remember if I put in there. It might say towards the end, supermarket at 7 in the evening. Yeah, so...
On a Friday. Because they're not going out.
Because they're not going out.
Yeah, and they're getting a meal for
genius.
One.
Genius.
Or the M&S aisle, like that dine-in aisle, maybe.
No, because that's dine-in for two, hon.
The portions aren't that big.
Okay, anyway. Bingo, Bongo's Bingo. Everyone says that there's dick there.
I would have thought it would be gay dick. No?
Gay or... Yeah, I mean, I've never been to that Bongo's one. I went to that rave.
I really want to go to Bongo's.
They're doing it again, the one. The
yeah, and I'm
ultimate
in...
rave one.
I'm in that place. With the castle.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Work's a big one.
Work's a big one to have affairs in.
Work's a very big one. Like, I
don't think
work...
it's healthy, though, if you meet someone in work. Do you?
No.
Mine
I wouldn't
was
want...
work.
Yours was? Tell the story, Christy.
Yeah,
you know?
Mine was work, but I don't work there anymore. But we didn't, like, properly work together all the time, but then we just sort of... I changed departments and was kind of spoke to him. It's because you spend so much time there.
Yeah, so much time.
Yeah.
Lauren, you don't understand because you've never worked somewhere
I've
with men.
I've never worked with
babe.
Men. Never.
Like, Christina and I know, like, when I worked in TV and then when I worked at the hospital, especially with a lot of doctors, Lauren, that was...
Oh, yeah.
Because they all,
premium
like, wanted to have affairs and stuff like that. And it wasn't premium.
Well, I mean, listen, I have
barking.
Worked with males and look what happened. Go back a few episodes if you want to find out.
But Ed always tells me funny stories about his work with...
Yeah, I bet.
Ask him. Anyway, to go buy a car, I was getting over an ex. I went to Aldi to swap my car over. And now I'm in a 5-year relationship with my car salesman. Lauren, if we had penises, I hope you know that we would have been used car salesmen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would be great at that.
We would have been like Matilda's dad.
I was going to say that. Yes.
Back.
I would have been good at that. I always said...
You would have been really good at that.
If my career...
You got offered it, didn't you?
Yeah. If my career at Maya hadn't... If I'd not gone the path I did after Maya, I always said I will sell cars or sofas.
Sofas.
That would be
yes.
next for me.
I must say, I've had a few things with car salesmen. Whenever I've gone in to buy a car, I've guaranteed always, like, had a few exchanges afterwards.
And mind you, I had an exchange with a patient, actually.
Lauren?
Oh. Well, I didn't do surgery on them, so not my... Okay. I'm not in the illegal.
Also, that's ick, a man getting cosmetic surgery.
You can't say that.
Right, okay, fine. I got chatted up at the petrol station. This is a big one. I've met guys at petrol stations before. Have you, Lauren?
I don't meet them any. Oh, my God, once when I was pregnant, I got chatted up, but that's it. I don't feel like where I've met men is Instagram or nights out.
Right, well, we're talking through the list. Anyway, grotty pubs, 100% a grotty pub.
Yeah,
guys.
But then you're getting a grotty man.
You're not, hun. I'm telling you the premium pubs now. Okay. Get your notepad out, girl, okay? If you want to go and meet a guy, I'm telling you now, Thursday evening, Friday evening, we're talking, get there 4:30, like after work hours, okay?
Yep.
The Oast House in Spinningfield. Mm. The Stamford Arms in Bowden. The Griffin Pub in Bowden and the Railway in Hale, the Elk in Hale. There you go,
Ashley,
girls.
You
go
said grotty
there.
Pubs. I meant actual, like, your grotty pub's not the same as... I meant...
The Railway's a bit grotty.
Do you remember that pub we went in when you were pregnant to go and have a wee? I'm talking that kind of pub.
But it was full of men, Lauren, and they all gave us attention.
It was, you're right. You're right. They did.
And it was like 1 o'clock on a Wednesday or something.
And they'd all been to a convention or something, hadn't they?
Slide in the DMs. Yes, we've all had that. But I kind of feel like... that when a guy does that to me, I think, okay, you knock on 10 doors, you get one answer. Mm-hmm. Do you get that vibe, Lauren?
Yeah, I think the thing with Instagram is it's better when it's a slow burn. So you've built it over time. They like the odd thing. Yeah. Then they'll reply to your story, see if they've got a bit of banter. But if someone just slid in the DM, they did actually once, and just said something like, hi, I'd love to take you out, then I'd...
I mean, what's the best DM slide you've ever had?
Just a dick pic. I'm joking. James's.
Oh, cute.
So, yeah, they're where we're thinking to find the men. If anyone's got any
Can
other
I
ideas.
Can I add one on?
Yeah.
Two. Casino on a night out after midnight.
Is it not full of absolute wreckheads that won't go home? Why were you there? I go to bed.
Honestly, girls, casino. Right, like groups of guys. Well, you're going to be like, don't go in the club.
If you want to meet a man with a gambling addiction.
Right, okay, Lauren, I'm telling you now.
Okay.
There's one in Mayfair that's really good near the Mayfair Hotel. It's called, I think it's called Palm Springs. And then there's the 235 in Manchester. There you go.
Okay.
Then also, premium car valeting places. Do you know when you sit inside that little room when your car's getting valeted?
Yeah.
If you go to a really expensive one, it's all men that look after the cars with really nice cars.
Well, they're good, yeah.
You sat in a tiny room with them.
That makes sense because if they didn't have a nice car, they wouldn't be paying that kind of money, and they haven't got, and they must have the money to pay it. So yeah,
and a nice car. Yeah,
I like that. I think hanging around in hotel lobbies if you've got time is probably quite good as well. But I just think it comes when it comes. But it's all right for me to say that, isn't it?
Listen, girls, it is coming, but you have to manifest it in the right way, and you have to be sure of exactly what you want as well, because I have been single sometimes and have thought, men, come.
Come to me.
And it's like when they say men are like bushes, they all come at once, and then they all come and I'm like, fuck boy, no. But at least you can recognise that. So just sit with yourself first, have fun with the girls.
I think get your life to a stage that you want it to be in as well. I think if you want to meet somebody, you should be proud of who you are and where you're at in life in order to then have someone join your life. So I think get yourself into a position where you're in a job that you enjoy, you've got things around you, family, home, whatever you want, that you are happy with, so that you can say, I'm happy with the life I've created myself. And then if a man comes along, you don't need them for anything. And if you like them, great. But if not, you've already created the life you want anyway.
No, you're so right, Lauren. And we're making these jokes like about premium and this, that, the other. Babe,
you can never rely on a man.
Well, you can never rely on a man. We always say, have your secret bank account, do your secret thing. Like, you can't rely on a man. They're so unpredictable.
Yeah, you always have to have your own shit.
You've got to be on edge. So basically, look after yourself first.
Right, we've forgotten something major. Can you see? Do you like?
Oh my God, stunning.
Aren't they nice? So I had my temporary teeth put on today.
Did you take a picture of mine in and say, I want these?
What, like you did with my hair?
Yeah.
So basically.
And your nails.
Oh my God, I was laughing. They're too square, Ashley.
No, but I had to.
Were you catching the baby?
No. I'd been having acrylic for so long, they're so fucked, so I had to get them all just chopped off. So next time we can start
the process. I think I have biab. Anyway, so my teeth. So I went today to Ringway Dental. They'd actually did Molly, who's just won Love Island, they did her teeth. The transformation is wowza. So I went, and I was there for about 3 hours.
I went too.
You went too. Ashley came and dropped off the mic for me for tonight.
Do you know what I must say about Ringway Dental? It smells really nice.
It does, doesn't it? It smells of men.
Sure, Lawrence? You sure Lauren's here? Because it
smells nice.
Doesn't smell like that. And then when I drove my car around the back to turn my car around, I could see you.
Oh, could you?
I was going to beep the horn at the dentist and swear, but then I thought, no, he's putting his veneers on.
Not a good
what
time.
A good friend.
Not a good friend to do that.
And I was going to film it. Me!
And imagine one of my teeth.
And that was it. Should I tap the window?
Basically what he did is he took off my old composite, which I did put on my stories. People probably were like, oh, your teeth were nice. And they were fine. But when you actually look at them, they fucking weren't.
They were brown.
They had like staining on them and they had like chips and stuff. So anyway, he took all that off. That took about 40 minutes, but I wasn't expecting. I had to have the injections, the
numbing.
But what's it called? Dental block. So actually, I was dreading it, but actually he put some topical on, injected it, didn't hurt one bit. And it took about 45 minutes to get all them off, right? But listen to this for funny. So obviously the social media girl is also filming bits and bobs. Anyway, I said, look, I don't want to see my teeth. I don't need to know. They're not mine. I don't need to look like. So he was like, they're fine. They're just small. Like, you've just not got big teeth, which I knew anyway. They're very straight and everything. Anyway.
Have you got a picture?
No. So listen, right? So he takes it off. He says, right, come get a picture for me because they will show them, I'm sure, at some point. So he takes off all my composite, ready to put these temporary veneers on. And she's there and she's zooming across. I open my eyes, saw my teeth in the reflection of the camera. And I was like, oh, my teeth. And I was like, are they mine? And I was like, oh, so they had to mute that when they put it on the socials. But they were
fine.
So funny. They're just small. I just literally opened my eyes for a second and they were fucking looking at me in the reflection. And then they put these in. And I've got these in for like a month now where I decide, do I like them? Do I want to make any changes to them? And then I have the proper ones.
So can you eat normal food and shit?
No. So I'm not supposed to eat anything stainy. So anything like curry.
What about the fags?
So I did have one earlier, but what I did is I did it like this, like to the mouth, like
Doc Cotton,
yeah, so that my teeth are covered. But I really like them, like they're nice, aren't they?
They look beautiful.
They're really nice. So we'll see. I'll show you in person because I can make any tweaks on them. But honestly, they've been fantastic. Like I can't.
Well, it smelt nice in there.
And my mouth, if you'd have got any closer to my mouth, it wouldn't have done.
I I had my second photo fab with Francesca.
Mine's on Friday. My first one's on Friday.
Really good. And I'm getting tomorrow cool laser under my eyes.
What is that?
It's like the proper fractional laser.
Really?
It's going to be hard. Yeah, but on Monday I'm going to be crusty.
The other thing I had, which honestly I cannot rave about enough, is
the Botox.
In my armpits.
Under your arms.
Oh, they say I'm a sweaty gal. I don't know why.
I'm a sweaty gal.
Like, as in, I can't, like, I'm wet. Like, my armpits are wet all the time.
Same, and I have to avoid certain colour clothes.
Yeah,
and...
I'm a sweaty gal. Anyway, honestly, I've had it done years ago. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we used to get it done at work.
Yeah, yeah. I have not sweated once from my armpits.
Not once
from my armpits. It's the best thing for the wedding and for the summer. I don't know if it's good for you. Don't really care. It's amazing.
Do you know also what else I've been using? Because we've not got time actually for bargain bucket. Sorry, Lauren. We've just been chatting too much shit. But this stuff is unbelievable.
What is that?
Skin Better Science.
Oh, yeah.
This is not an ad or anything. So this one here is called Alpharet.
Oh, yes.
And it's tretinoin strength retinol with no downtime. But there's this new one called Maestro. Do you know how much that was?
Oh my god, does the Dallas thingy comment post it?
Savannah Boda.
I nearly bought that Maestro. I nearly bought that.
Do you know how much that is?
How much?
£240.
No. Can we not get that gifted, guys? Please.
These two together. I get mine from Emmeline. You can get it off Francesca, the facialist, as well. Can I just say, I only do them 2 or 3 nights a week. But, guys, if you want an active, there you go.
Heavy on the price. I actually sent, just before I went in, I sent a picture in the Patreon chat, which, by the way, I absolutely love. And then halfway through, I was sending pictures, wasn't I, in the Patreon chat of my teeth. It's so
the
good
Patreon
on there.
Chat.
It goes off!
Have you seen it tonight?
Oh, my God, no. But a lady wrote a dilemma in earlier about not having sex enough with a partner. She said, we keep it private and everything. But I need to reply to that. You've just reminded me. It's gorgeous on there, the way that the girls, like, help each other.
Like I said, guys, you can change your name on the Patreon.
Yeah, you don't have to
so
say
it's not
it
your
is.
Name. But there is absolutely no judgment. Me and Lauren say everything. I've just been talking about my experience with something that I've been doing this week.
Oh, have you? I'm going to have a little look.
On the bonus. And we don't, like, you know, mean to lead you in, but, you know, I've got £230. Joking. Skincare to buy. Anyway, we love you so much, guys.
I'm
and we
sorry,
are so sorry
about this. It is my fault, but you know, I was
but
really
then wrong. It was my fault for ordering the wrong microphones as well.
But so. I didn't do it, so that was also my fault. So
yeah,
we're sorry, guys. We're really sorry, and we'll be back to our normal. And I have got something to show Ashley and Christina next Monday that is going to make their heads fall off. That one of you have sent me in of an event. I'm going to show you on Monday and you can watch it live and you're going to... It's big. You're going to die. You're going to be in shock.
Can it be Monday now? Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.